as we enter the third week of Advent. The third candle in the Advent wreath symbolizes joy. And so the question I want to reflect upon is, what brings authentic, lasting joy? And as I was reflecting on my own life and those moments that I've experienced joy, you know, a few things came to my mind. You know, and I'm sure many of us have had the experience of buying something that we've really, really wanted for a while. You know, when I was a kid, it was a Lego set. You know, I always looked forward to it. Or, you know, maybe for some people, it's a certain pair of shoes or some other possession that they really, really want. But when we get it, it doesn't really deliver what it promises. You know, sometimes the anticipation and the expectation of getting it is actually more exciting than when you get it. And then it's like, well, okay, and you set it aside quickly and move on. But when we use the money that we have to give to some charitable cause, you know, if somebody's hungry and we buy them something to eat, or, you know, if we donate to, you know, some organization that's providing relief from someone, you know, there's a sense of joy that we can experience in that. And that's a joy that's more lasting. It doesn't just fade. You know, sometimes people spend a lot of time on social media, you know, whether it's Facebook or YouTube or maybe just watching TV. And, you know, what can happen is we spend a lot of time doing that is we're left feeling empty. And we might try and watch more videos, hoping that the next one will give us the excitement we're looking for, watch another television show. But the more we seek that out, the less we receive from it. But when we use the time that we've been given to, you know, maybe visit an elderly relative or, you know, a friend in a nursing home, you know, when we take time out of our schedule to do something as an act of charity towards someone, then we experience a joy that does fill us up. You know, sometimes we might be reluctant to go to Mass or to spend time in prayer. You know, at the moment, sometimes it's like, I'd rather just not do that. You know, it's easier sometimes just to stay put. But when we actually do that, when we come to Mass or we spend time in prayer, you know, often we'll experience joy at that moment. And we end up glad that we did this thing. And I'm sure many of us can call to mind moments where we've experienced joy. You know, whether it is, you know, giving of our resources or visiting someone or sacrificing for someone else. You know, joy is one of the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit. And it's an interesting it's interesting in the sense that if we seek after joy itself for our own purposes, we're never going to find it. You know, if we just want to be joyful ourselves, we don't find it that way. Joy is a perfection that flourishes in our soul when we're living in a state of sanctifying grace and when we're living in a way that our actions are in union with God's will. And so it's when we're seeking God's will and allowing His grace to permeate through us that as an effect of that, we experience joy. When it comes to joy, I doubt many people associate joy with going to confession. But stay with me on this for a few minutes. But you know, I don't see too many groups of people that get really, really excited about going to confession. It's like, hey, what are you doing this Thursday night? Oh, you're not doing anything? We're going to confession. Get ready. You know, we'll pick you up at this time. I did experience that at Franciscan University. You know, people would get excited about our penance services and things there. It was kind of like living in another world. But if we think about it, if joy is the fruit of union with God and allowing Him to reign within us, sin is the exact opposite of that. Sin is when we go after something that may look good at the moment, but really is not good. And so the effect of sin is it causes us to be unhappy. It crushes our spirit. And so when we receive forgiveness for sins, it opens up the pathway to joy. Now we need to follow through on confession, not just by going to confession, but replacing vice with virtue. But the sacrament of confession is an important step as we receive forgiveness and open the path to joy. So if we do want to be joyful, then what we should be seeking after is forgiveness from the Lord frequently. That's going to be the path to joy when we allow that to transform us. And so ultimately, when we think about what brings joy, sometimes people will say, well, being in the presence of Jesus brings joy. Well, some people will rejoice in his presence, but other people will be terrified and will want to flee from his presence because it depends on our disposition. But joy is the fruit of allowing the will of God to work through us so that his mercy and his goodness and his wisdom are flowing through our actions. And if we live that way, when we do one day leave this world and stand before Jesus Christ, we will recognize him as the source of the joy that's been flowing through us. And the supernatural life that's within us will explode and it'll leap up from our hearts. And supernatural joy will overflow from our hearts. And our joy will be complete when we see the one who is the source of that joy. And so this week I encourage us to reflect upon that theme of joy, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. And maybe to reflect upon some times where we have experienced authentic joy. Those moments when we've done things that are in conformity to God's will, acts of love and charity and mercy. And to seek confession, which removes those obstacles to joy. And allow God's will to flow through our actions. And if we do that, we will experience a joy that does not disappoint. But it will be a joy that increases over time and draws us closer to Christ and will overflow one day when we stand before Christ and our joy will be complete.